Foreman is Mr. Charles Sullivan. Date's April 23rd, 1976. It's 12 o'clock. Place is 4505 Maryland Parkway, Las Vegas, Nevada. Collector is George Green, 3552 South Bronco, Las Vegas, Nevada. Project is a local history project. Oral interview, the life of a Las Vegas gentleman.
What's your name?
Charles Salton.
What's your address?
715 South 9th Street.
Were you born in Southern Nevada?
No.
Where were you born?
Morristown, New Jersey.
Why did your family come to Las Vegas?
Well, my father went broke in New Jersey. He had built a building, and he didn't bond the contractors. The contractor used the money for something else, and my father was stuck with the building bills. So he went bankrupt and filed bankruptcy. He came out to California, and we lived there for 2 years, during which time he had a pool hall. And in those days, they could have poker games. Well, he was doing all right with the poker games. The only trouble was he backed the wrong guy in a local election. There went his poker games. So he then came up to Las Vegas when President Hoover signed the bill authorizing the construction of the dam, figuring that there would be a boom here. And he sold real estate then. And my mother and I, my sister and I then followed. And we arrived in February of 1929.
In Las Vegas?
In Las Vegas, yes, from Huntington Beach, California. And since they hadn't appropriated the money for the dam, real estate business wasn't so hot, but the bootleg business was good. In other words, making beer and whiskey, everything that was prohibited by the federal government through the Prohibition Act was good. So he went to work for a man who had a grocery store, but the only thing he sold was the malt, hops, grain, and bottles, and whatever, sugar, and whatever else went into the making of the illegal booze. And when they And during that time, my mother also sewed, since she had been a dress designer for a cheap house in New York City. Why, she had the ability to look at a pattern, look at a dress in a newspaper and cut a pattern out from just looking at it. And she sewed for quite a few people in Las Vegas. And during this time, my father accumulated some property, which has held us in good stead to this day. And when the Prohibition Act was repealed, my father opened a small beer bar and eventually turned it into a hard liquor bar and put in one row of the bar was slot, one side of the bar was slot machines. And he guaranteed a jackpot, and I do believe he was the first one in town to guarantee a jackpot.
Jackpot. What was that? What was the name of the bar?
Al's Bar.
And where was it?
Well, it was on the alley at South First Street. You know, just I guess it would be across the alley from the Derby Sports Book, and it's now part of the Golden Nugget, I presume. I don't get downtown very often anymore, so I don't know.
What else is downtown? You know, like, what do you have around you?
Well, when we originally came here, of course, in 29, you had a lot of speakeasies and grocery stores. The business district was the first five blocks of Fremont Street, and there were also residences in the, on the last block of Fremont Street. That would be where Fremont and Las Vegas Boulevard intersect. From 4th down, there were residences there. And I like the hardware stores. What you would find in a small town, the hardware stores, the grocery stores, and they had their wares out on the sidewalk, the brooms, the pails, the buckets, and also in those days, of course, we had butcher shops. Butcher shop wasn't part of the grocery store. You usually a butcher shop was separate, although some grocery stores did have butcher shops in them, but butcher shop was separate. We had one theater and two outdoor theaters, similar to your drive-in theaters of today. Only thing is, in those days, they had seats. And the only time the theaters actually were in operation was during the summertime. We had two more, I guess, yeah. And we had a grammar school, which is, and a high school, which would be on Las Vegas Boulevard South, a spot occupied by the present federal building, and the county took over the old school. Now that contained both the grammar school and the high school. Later they built a new high school, which is now Las Vegas High School, and the grade schools took over the old high school, and in, when did that old high school burn down? I'm trying to think now. I guess 1934, the old high school burned down. In those days, they had wooden floors, and of course, they used to mop the floors with oil sawdust. And I can remember, I had been home from school about a half hour. I only lived three blocks from school. When the fire started, we had a volunteer fire department, and there were so many kids in the way that they couldn't even move the hoses. They had trouble moving the hoses to fight the fire. And for the next 2 years, my next 2 years until I went to high school, I went to school in tents. And they finally built what is now the county offices over there, was the grammar school.
Okay, so you went to school here?
I went from the second half of the first grade through high school. I spent one semester away at the University of California in 1940, and then I went to a trade school for a few years, but all of my formal education has been in Nevada, practically all of it has.
Okay, well, so you've been in Nevada for quite a long time, right?
Yes, we have been in Nevada for 47 years now.